In museums around the United States, visitors can find works by masters like Picasso and Monet. Art can play an important role in hospitals and other medical settings too. And for many, the big name is Domkey. Side Effects Public Media's Sebastian Martinez Valdivia tracked down the man who's the source of thousands of images seen in America's hospitals.
It's a humid spring morning in the woods of central Missouri, and Henry Domkey is lining up a shot.
I want to level it.
His target?
Yeah.
The vibrant petals of a red buckeye bloom. Domkey is a retired family doctor who's been photographing the wildlife in his backyard for years. When he was still practicing, he decorated his office with his photos, and after he retired, he started exhibiting his work. At one show,
some people from Blessing Hospital in Quincy, Illinois, came and saw the work and bought 40 large prints. Boom, like that.
From that point on, Domkey developed his hobby into a business. Now he has art in more than 2,000 hospitals and clinics from Connecticut to California. The business sells hundreds of thousands of dollars in prints each year. His work is so popular in part because of his subject matter. Domkey photographs flowers, plants, and other images of nature from his backyard, a 540-acre preserve he finances through the business.
More than once, people say to me, "How did you find my grandfather's farm? You know, you took this picture where I played as a kid." Well, it's not what it was, but that's what it triggered a memory.
And that's what healthcare designers and architects look for. Within the niche world of healthcare design, Domkey is a big name, and his installations are in 45 states.
His work is international. It is all over. I always use a Domkey.
Rosalind Kama is president of a Connecticut design studio specializing in evidence-based design. That's a movement in the design world that uses research to improve patient health. For example, one foundational study found that patients recovering from surgery in rooms with a view of a grove of trees had shorter hospital stays than those with views of brick walls. Other research has borne out the benefits of nature images as well.
So, for instance, you know, in the case of art, we want to create positive distractions in environments.
And that's why Domkey's work is so popular. She picks out a cancer ward she designed as an example. The treatment area was in a basement with little natural light, so Kama took Domkey's photos of local flowers and seashells and stretched them out on canvas to decorate the ward.
We felt that the immediate connection to nature would sort of calm that nervous response of going in for treatment and coming out, sort of creating that exhale that one needs.
So here's a couple large pieces you can see from Domkey that was brought in with our cancer center.
Blessing Hospital uses Domkey's work in a couple different ways. The hospital serves a rural area along the Mississippi River, so finding the right art for hallways and exam rooms was crucial, as facilities director Jane Fry explains.
And so you do see in our artwork a lot of things that are representative of our region, that which is familiar and represents our community and those we serve.
For Domkey, that meant photographing flowers, trees, and landscapes from the area, like a flowering dogwood or a coneflower. But Blessing's use of his work goes beyond hanging prints on walls.
So these are 15-year-old prints that I've...
Fry shows off new patient rooms, where Domkey's photos cover walls from floor to ceiling, and miniature copies are printed next to the room number on the outside to help patients find their way. Back at the preserve, Domkey says he's seen evidence the approach works and feedback he's received from patients. He recalls a note from a cancer patient who was getting treatments at Blessing and would come in early to sit in front of one of his works.
It was a print of an oak tree with light coming through from behind, kind of glowing, and you could see the rays of light. And she said she would go into prayer there before her therapy, chemotherapy, and that she felt the presence of God, which... So if my work can help people to experience that, I mean, that's lucky.
For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Sebastian Martinez Valdivia.